it's not easy living out here in the open. It is true that there are few places with better starry nights, and few such majestic views towards the castle. Actually, the passage of people is not as fluid as in the streets of the town, which can be more boring at times. Of course. I guarantee that the stories and experiences that are witnessed here are always entertaining. It is curious to think what the same stones on this path have come to feel. From the impact when the mobile phone of someone who was trying to take a picture of the landscape fell. To another type of impact, that of the drop of sweat from the muleteer that, exhausted from his long walk, would stop to contemplate Ferreira from above when he was about to arrive. I have always wondered what goes through the head of someone who observes, for the first time, the castle from here, or the Ferreira Citadel. Will he be aware of the importance that he has assumed for so many years for the inhabitants of our land? Will he know how difficult and laborious its construction was? Palaces. Castles and fortresses like these have always been seen as great boxes of secrets. The simple fact of thinking about the fate of how many people has been decided within its walls is shocking, the tense conversations between lords that would reverberate until its high ceilings. How many love stories invisible to public opinion have been sealed with the walls that shield them, or, simply, it would make us vibrate and accelerate our breathing to feel, for a single second, the fear in the nights of watchmen of the guards who protected the fortress. With the continuous uncertainty of those who do not know when the battle may begin, a new conquest. That is why on the way to the mountain, perhaps we do not have the importance and function of other stones that make up walls such as the fortresses and castles that we are naming, but nevertheless, we can observe the progress with another perspective. Today, just behind the mountains, is one of the greatest modern prides of our region, state-of-the-art technology that acts as a source of renewable energy for our lives. Sun and wind help produce electrical current. Perhaps we are not so far from concepts and ideas from years ago, where windmills and water already helped to create force and current in a clean way. From this same perspective and pride for our area, we contemplate another great advance that took place here in the 60s. The reforestation of our mountain. The one that today gives a bright green color around us was another reason for celebration and progress. Different ways to reach the same point of teamwork with nature.